Eric Draper from the Florida Audubon Society is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for Agriculture Secretary next year. WMNF spoke with him today from Orlando, the site of the Farm to Fuel Summit, and asked him to further elaborate about Commissioner Bronson's comments on oil drilling off of Florida's coasts.
Well, Commissioner Bronson is right that we can get a lot of energy off our farms and produce our own energy, but he's wrong about getting energy off our beaches. In fact, the oil industry has not demonstrated that it's safe to drill for oil in the Gulf off our beaches, and there are two spills going on right now in the Gulf of Mexico. One up near the Mississippi River and one over in Texas. So I don't think there's any way that Commissioner Bronson can assure us that we won't be picking up tar balls off our beaches in the future if we have oil drilling.
Well, Eric Draper, let me follow up with that. He says, Bronson says, I'll debate anybody in the country of this issue because I've seen technology already in place. And the last two major years of storms, not one single of those oil rigs leaked. The above ground rigs, the old rigs that were built on old technology, had some of them had the problem, but mostly it was ships that had the problem. None of them had the problem.
Well, I don't know what technology the commissioner is talking about. The last time there were storms in the Louisiana and Mississippi coast, you had tremendous leaks. You had millions of barrels of oil that were spilled both from the rigs and from the onshore facility, and you had hundreds of rigs that were destroyed in storms. I don't think that you can in any way just make a claim, which the oil industry is doing, and unfortunately Commissioner Bronson is picking up, and just claim that it's safe. You can't just claim that an accident is not going to happen, and by claiming it, cause it not to happen. It's just too risky, Mitch. You know, our coastal economy in Florida is worth $560 billion. Those are not Eric Draper's numbers. Those come from a study that was done at Florida Atlantic University. That is too important for us to put at risk.
Eric Draper, today is day two of the three-day Farm to Fuel Summit. Tell us what's been going on there.
Well, we had some excellent presentations here, and I want to credit the Commissioner of Agriculture for putting us together, because I think that he is proving that we can get our energy needs taken care of, or a big part of our energy needs taken care of from these farm-to-fuel products here. So we've heard about all sorts of promising new technologies that that can, in fact, generate both fuel for our cars and transportation and can help us to produce electricity.